You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Wicked Riff Wednesday, episode 4 edition here. And today we're going to be talking about what is the first heavy metal riff of all time. So we're going to be getting into that one second, but let's do a little business first. First, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Jump over there, pick up some merchandise, share the podcasts around, help. Do your part to help keep great rock, great guitar-driven rock alive. But more importantly, if you really want to get the good stuff, you want to get the behind-the-scenes stuff, we got some folks hanging out watching us right now live on Facebook. We've got Keith Hawkins, we got Chris Thunderwolf Dodson, we've got Lily V6 partying with us. So if you want to be live in the audience with me, you want access to exclusive videos, exclusive music, go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. lulombardimusic.com/innercircle, and you can get access to all kind of cool stuff. So check all that stuff out at your leisure. In the meantime, let's get into this. I want to talk about the first heavy metal riff of all time. So, you know, where does this heavy metal thing kind of come from? Typically, when historians talk about this stuff, they speak about music that might be considered what they call proto-metal. And this track that we're going to talk about here is definitely falls in that category. This is the beginning. This is one of those things that inspired it. Now, what happened was in 1964, Dave Davies of the Kinks was very frustrated with probably a lot of stuff. but he was frustrated with his guitar sound. So he took a razor blade to the speaker cabinet, the speaker cone on his amp he called Little Greenie. And when he did that, this happened. Right there, guys, distorted power chords played pretty viciously for the time. In 1964 was the birth of what would later become heavy metal. You guys have to, we got to put this in context, okay? We're so used to hearing the guitar, overdriven guitar, crunchy guitars. It's like nothing to us. But if you put it in context, you put it in historical context, the Beatles had just released their film A Hard Day's Night. You know, and everybody was like kind of rushing to sound like the Beatles, kind of like that very cool bubblegummy kind of pop songs. The Kinks put out this track, You Really Got Me. It was not the Beatles at all. Guitar sounds were typically pretty jangly and pretty clean. Like I said, our ears are conditioned to hear big, fat, crunchy guitars. People's ears in 1964 were not. This is a year before the Stones released Satisfaction with that big fuzz tone riff. So it's an entire year before that, even that happens. And that was really kind of mind-blowing to people and really kind of thought people made people go like, what the hell's wrong with the guitar? But when this happened, all of a sudden a new sound was born. The Kinks really do own it. We could talk about some other great early tracks that are proto-metal, songs by Cream like Sunshine of Your Love. We could talk about Blue Cheer's version of Summertime Blues. We could get into the we could talk about the Beatles, Helter Skelter, That's another one, but that comes a lot later. Helter Skelter, I believe, doesn't break until 1968. So this is a full 4 years before any of that. So the Kinks are really ahead of the curve, and with this moment of frustration of Dave Davies creates essentially the beginning, the birth of heavy metal. Now, I don't have a guitar with a cut-up speaker cone. I just whipped out the Telecaster. I believe Dave Davies probably played a Vox on that track. But I whipped out the Telecaster and dialed my Serietone amp for kind of a thin, kind of distorted sound to kind of approximate what the level of grind might have been that you would hear on that track. So that is pretty much it, guys. That is really the birth of heavy metal. You Really Got Me by the Kinks. Dave Davies, I'm so not worthy, but I'm so glad you did it. Guys, you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check out everything we have going on there. Tons of great podcasts, tons of great riffs. If you are passionate about great hard rock and heavy metal, check it out. If you really want to get in on promoting great rock, you really want to help keep it alive, I encourage you to join our inner circle. Go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Get in with that. There's exclusive video, there is exclusive music, and there is exclusive conversation just like this. Guys, it's been great hanging out with you. Once again, my name is Lou Lombardi, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Check it out. Let's keep great guitar driven rock alive. And I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
I got your medicine. Show me. I'll bring the medicine and the man.